This week, we're looking at the key bills at the State House for the year, which passed, which didn't, and why. Today, we look at the effort to repeal New Hampshire's death penalty, and HPR's Josh Rogers joins me now with a look at the debate. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Brady.
New Hampshire is the only state in the Northeast with a capital punishment law, and proponents of repealing the law thought this might be the year that changed. Why?
Well, two things. One was the national trends. The past decade, you've seen a half dozen states repeal their capital murder statutes, and also the fact that for the first time, there was a governor in Maggie Hassan who said she'd be game to sign a repeal.
The coalition calling for repeal this year included members of law enforcement. A change from previous debates?
Yes. In the past, it's tended to be monolithic support for retention of New Hampshire's capital punishment law or expansion of it, which just happened 2 years ago to envision home invasion killings in the wake of a murder that took place in Mount Vernon. It was different to have members of law enforcement on both sides of this issue. On one side, we had the chiefs of police who said, we got to keep this to protect people in uniform. New Hampshire's death penalty statute includes a provision of any time a member of law enforcement or a judicial officer is killed, the death penalty could be applied. This time it was a little different. We had two former attorneys general, and Phil McLaughlin and Greg Smith, coming out against the death penalty, saying that the way New Hampshire is applying it is at the very least unusual. We had members of judiciary and retired judges, including former Chief Justice John Broderick, testifying at hearings in favor of repeal, talking about how New Hampshire is a better state than to put people to death. John Breckinridge, who was actually the partner of Michael Briggs, a Manchester police officer killed in 2006 by Michael Addison, testifying on his behalf as well. So it was an interesting mix. On the other side of that, you had U.S. Senator Kelly Ayotte making private calls to senators saying, keep this law in the books. Recall that Kelly Ayotte was a lead prosecutor in the Michael Addison case. It came down to a very, very tight vote. Up until the vote, nobody really knew how this was going to happen. It ended up being deadlocked with two Republicans, Sam Cataldo, who said as a matter of faith he opposes the death penalty, and Bob O'Dell, who said that he realized he'd have a hard time explaining to his grandchildren, how the state could put a man to death. On the Democratic side, you had all Democrats save for Manchester's Lou D'Alessandro, who wears Michael Addison's badge number on his lapel most days, saying that he wanted to stand with law enforcement, and they couldn't move, and so they eventually voted to table it.
The fact that there is a man on death row, that was a key part of the debate, in that the law was written so that it would not apply to him, to Michael Addison, that it would only apply to defendants going forward.
That provision is similar to ones in other states where repeals have gone through, where it said it would only apply to crimes committed after the effective date of the law. And Governor Maggie Hassan had said that that was an important concern for her. Questions were raised about if you passed a repeal and there's simply one man sitting on death row, would that affect his appeal down the line? Impossible to say, but there's no doubt that the Addison case changed this debate.
The proponents of repeal had tried after the botched execution in Oklahoma to encourage senators to look at that issue again, and that didn't wind up making a difference. It was the same result.
Well, it was actually a slightly different result in that you had Bob O'Dell, who had favored repeal the first time, voting against considering it again because, he took offense at the idea of trying to attach it to another bill and send it over there again. He said, we've already looked at this. The votes are what it is. And so this bill did fail the second time. Proponents say it's going to be back next year. The outcome is obviously going to be reliant on who gets elected in November. So I guess we'll see what happens.
And HPR's Josh Rogers, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.